Back here on the Radio Sports page, we're joined now by members of the state qualifying Pella Christian Boys Golf Team, Deacon Branderhorst, Isaiah Breams, and Landon Fransman. Guys, thanks for joining us. And, you know, being able to make state for the second time in school history, what's that feeling like? And just what does it mean to you to be able to say that you are the second team in school history to make it to the state meet?
Earlier in the season, this was originally one of our goals. Feels really good that we could accomplish it. And when we were sitting in the clubhouse after the round, we knew it would be close. So that made it all the more better.
In my opinion, it feels really good to know that we came all this way and all our hard work paid off in the previous years leading up to this moment. And yeah, it's just great to know that we have a whole nother year next year too with these guys.
I just like to tie off what Deacon said. We've just put in so much work, and this is what we've wanted, that it's great to see it finally pay off, and we still got some more work to do later.
And Isaiah, we sat in this same spot probably 2, 3, 4 weeks ago, something like that, and you said that one of the unspoken goals with this group is that you guys want to go win state. And now that you have that opportunity, you've qualified, what does that mean to know that you have that ability, and what are the things that you're looking forward to about potentially making that dream a reality here next week?
Yeah, it's really exciting to see our group play together, because when we all play to our full potential, we can shoot really low scores. That's how we set the school record at Knoxville. We all put together a good round there, and that's really uplifting and exciting to see, and it gives us hope, and we know we have a chance at it.
That is really exciting. And Deacon and Landon, I know that this group of sophomores, they've been working towards this goal for a long time, even before you got into high school a little bit, you know, during COVID, playing a lot of golf. One, how did that kind of help you to be able to get to this point where you could help the Eagles get to state? And then beyond that, you know, team building wise, how big of a boost was that time for you guys to be able to set up the future of Pella Christian Boys Golf?
One, I feel like it really just introduces us to the game of golf. Like most of these guys, we haven't played that much leading up to that point. And starting off in COVID, we could just go every day and have like no school to worry about. And we could just spend so much time on the course and teaching ourselves how to play. And that really helps with team bonding, like you said, because we know each other's strengths and weaknesses, and we know how to help each other out based off that.
Yeah, I think it's just awesome to see how much we've grown since COVID, because we all started at the same time and we've all just gotten so much better in that short time, and we've played so much and become so close to each other that it makes the team much more fun to be best friends with everybody on it. And like when you win and have good moments, it just makes it all the better.
And one question here for Deacon. We mentioned it. It's only the second time that Pella Christian's ever made it to the state golf meet. The last time, 2001, your dad, it was his senior year. Being able to have that connection where there's been a Branderhorst on both of the state qualifying teams for Pella Christian Boys Golf. How cool of an honor is that for you? And what's that feeling like knowing that you got to, you know, kind of maybe carry on that tradition a little bit?
I do feel like it's pretty cool. Like, I haven't put much thought into it, knowing that my dad was on the one state team. I don't know. I just get to look at his plaque in his office whenever I go in there and just think about that could be us someday. And now here we are, and we're going to try to make the most of our opportunity and keep that going on through the generations.
That's really awesome. And now looking at the state meet, obviously, we've talked about it. The goal, you guys want to go up there and win, but to go up there and compete individually, what are maybe some of the things that you want to accomplish up there to kind of, you know, stand out? Because obviously, like you said, you've got more opportunities even next year to repeat this. What are some of the things you're kind of looking to learn and maybe do up there in Ames and accomplish at state?
One of my goals would probably be keeping the same intense focus throughout the 2 days. It's really hard to put together a full round of golf, much less 2 rounds of golf. So my goal would be to put together 2 good rounds of golf.
One of my goals is just to stay up with some of these big names on our team, like Elliot and Isaiah. Number 1 and 2 are just really good golfers, and one of my goals is to stay around with them in scores and try to keep pulling my weight on the team.
My goal is to just make sure I play the best of my abilities, because if I do, I can I can easily put a top four score on the team to help us go low, but if I don't, then I feel like I let my team down. So I really want to make sure I play as good as I can and try and keep one of my lower scores of the year on both days to help the team get a low score.
We hope that you guys can pull those low scores. Thanks for joining us, guys. Best of luck up there in Ames at the state meet. Congratulations again on being the second Pella Christian boys golf team to ever qualify for state.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks.
Absolutely. That was members of the state qualifying Pella Christian boys golf team, Deacon Branderhorst, Isaiah Breams, and Landon Fransman here on the Radio Sports page.